turn. It's time to do the thing.
Yep.
What? Yep, we're here. Sorry, are you here?
I'm here, speaking.
I didn't mean to speak for both of us when I said we're here. I mean, I'm here.
I know you are, but I'm here too.
Okay, right on. We're both here. It's confirmed. TA Inc., which I'm shorthanding now because it sounds like tits and ass. TA Inc.
It does sound like tits and ass.
Tits and Ass Incorporated. What's up, Tits and Ass Incorporated here? I'm tits. This is ass. Or is it the other way around?
Wouldn't I be tits?
Yeah,
and you'd
I guess
be
I'd be
ass.
Yeah, this is ass. Tits over there. No, Mike and Vanessa, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Download, subscribe for free on Stitcher, Podcast Radio, as well as iTunes, all the other shit that we do. What else?
Instagram.
That one.
At Team _ Awesome Inc. And you can follow me on Twitter at Creepy Sexy Nerdy.
That's right. And you can also go to the YouTubes.
Uh-huh.
Simmer Mike. All caps. Simmer Mike. Like we're shouting at you. All right. So let's get to it. We got a lot of shout outs we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got a sound check. Then we got some other shit. Then we got some nerd news. One of the things I want to discuss right now is that there's a lot going on for us to talk about as far as our comments go and our shout outs.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of news.
No.
And there's not a lot of stuff. There's no new anything.
No, there isn't.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
Because we were just going through, and it's January, and generally around January, it's kind of a dry spell. There's not a lot. It's sort of like the beginning of like whatever, like the year.
Yeah.
Clearly, so the studios, everyone's just trying to like get everything together again. They're just trying to figure out what they're gonna do, and so.
Plan out the year.
So we're sitting here, kind of like being like, all right, well, what do we do while they're figuring out what they're gonna do? So, literally, it's just one of those scenarios where we're like, well, there's nothing, you know. So, I mean, I guess we could, like, so I'm like, well, why don't we talk about how every year in January there's just nothing going on?
Yeah.
We got through December, and there's so many big releases that fucking came out. We had, obviously, Last Jedi, which was the big one. That was the big one in December. You know, everything else was sort of secondary, it felt like, but there was a lot of big stuff going on. Once we got past that hump, now it's like the downslide. It's like, oh, there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
there's like,
nothing.
What do we have to look forward to in January? Is there anything?
Nothing. There's nothing coming out in January.
February, there's stuff coming up.
Yeah, February, there's stuff coming up.
Black Panther's coming up in February, which is great. Been hearing about ticket sales not doing well.
Not doing well?
Well, doing well, but not being able to buy them. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're doing all well. Right. The ticket sales are doing so well that no one can get them. Even stars of the movie can't get it. So,
damn.
Yeah, opening night too, because it's, you know, it's gonna be big. It's gonna be big shit.
Oh yeah.
So that's wild stuff. But I mean, other than that, there's nothing in January really. I can't think of anything. What has come out recently? Shape of Water, which is like, you know, blowing up the nominations. 13 Oscar nominations for that.
Best Picture being one of them, which is huge.
What was that?
I said Best Picture being one of them, which is huge.
That's true. Yeah, and Best Director for Del Toro, which I think is his first nomination.
I have to do some research.
Was Pan's Labyrinth one of his things?
I feel like Pan's Labyrinth had to be up there.
Might have been. We didn't do our research on that, but man,
no.
Pan's Labyrinth was damn good. Well, regardless, he deserves it. We haven't seen Shape of Water, but we will, and when we do, we'll do a review. Otherwise, there's just not much else going on at the beginning. Like, sorry to report that there's not much else going on other than, there's no new trailers, really. We kind of covered everything else that came out. There's some music video stuff that we're hitting up that we're a little late to the game on. Not really.
Yeah, a little bit.
Other than that, we're waiting for people to solidify deals right now. Because the holidays came up, all the big releases happened, but everything was on hiatus. Everyone was on hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of January, industry is still on hiatus. People are still on vacation. Now we're in the middle to end of January. People are starting to come back. Deals are starting to get finalized, but people are still having meetings and negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't say, yeah, there's going to be a Green Lantern Corps movie. We can't, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
We can't say Gambit's gonna happen because they're still having meetings. Like, we're waiting for people to finish finalizing negotiations before we can say whether or not we know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of contracts renew in January.
And there's a lot of Avengers, a lot of Marvel Avenger actors whose contracts are up.
Yeah,
after Infinity War and after the next one too. So. Mm-hmm. We're waiting just like you guys are. We're like,
basically,
damn.
We are reporting that there's nothing to report.
No, we're here to report yet again. Not yet again. Actually, for the first time, that there's not much. But we still found stuff that we're going to share with you after we do the shout outs. But we just wanted to let you know that it was very difficult doing any kind of production today.
It was one of those slow, rough
slow days. So we're really just scraping the bottom. No offense to what we're getting done, by the way. But all right, let's get to you guys. Let's hit them up. Mm-hmm. Shout outs and comments. How are ye? How are all ye? So we last left off. We got a new subscriber, Advanced Sand. Advanced underscore sand. Thank you. Then we got a comment from Alexia Levis Reggiardo. They said, can you guys also, and this is to our Lolly music video,
mm-hmm.
To Noiva or whatever, can you guys also react to Lolly's MV, My Lovely Hope, that belongs to her TV show and has English subtitles? You know, I don't want the mystery of Lolly to be ruined because I don't speak Espanol. I don't sprechen the Francais. I'm not good on the Latin. That works. Latin's root for a lot of languages.
Yeah.
But so I like watching it and trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
That's more fun for me. With the subtitles, it's going to take the mystery away. It's not going to be as fun for me.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, like, if we can read what's actually going on, I'll be like, oh, it's not even about anything that I thought. It's just it's other shit completely. Well, never mind then.
And even that, though, if it's a TV series, like a trailer for a TV series, it would be a lot easier to figure out than a music video.
That's probably also true, yeah. So,
because
I mean,
literally playing out right in front of you.
But as far as Lolly goes, we like to keep it natural. We like to keep it all natural.
Ambiguous.
No subtitles. Just do it, and we'll figure it out, and then you guys can translate it later, because that's how it is.
Yeah, that's how
it's
it works.
Part of the fun.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Gah. Anyway, no, thank you for that, and we appreciate it. We'll look into it. It's worth investigating. We got a new subscriber, Beast or Chris. Thank you, Beast or Chris. We got Alberto Barco. Thank you, Alberto Barco. We got Cover Drive Girl. Thank you to you, Cover Drive Girl. Clayton Westfall. And then we got, so to our Alita Battle Angel, we've got a negative comment. And whenever we have a negative comment, I try not to point out the names of the negative comments because I don't want to, like, give them too much attention. And also, I'm not trying to blast people. I don't want anyone to be like, attack them, you know?
Yeah.
But to our Alita Battle Angel, someone said, how is it that we can be so is all in caps, worldly and yet, .. arg, big eyes, weird, .. skeletons walking underwater, okay, all in caps, rabbit police officer, sure, all caps, talking bear, raccoon tree, cereal box, .. not worldly, all caps, unhip, and his photo is of an anime character, I believe from Dragon Ball Z. He was very upset that we didn't like the big eyes thing, and he thought that we were being,
Everyone always thinks we're being negative.
No, wait, we were being too cool, I guess. We were being way too cool for school about it, is what he's saying. We were being too, like, above the big eyes. We were better than the big eyes.
Better than the big eyes.
Yeah,
no.
That's what we were saying. And you figured us out. That's exactly what we were saying. We were better than Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron. No, we never said it looked bad. That's the one thing I keep saying whenever people comment on that. When they say, you guys don't like that. It's like, we don't say it looks bad. We're just fucking thrown off, man. And
yeah.
They're big eyes. They're
just
they're bigger
us
than
out.
Other the like the only eyes in the movie that are bigger than the rest of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So it really fucks with your head, but that's the point. They want it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to stick out. That's what Robbie Rodriguez wants, and that's what James Cameron wants. Jimmy Cameron. Robbie Rodriguez and Jimmy Cameron want that.
Feel like
I know them personally. That's why I say
she's
that.
She's like an action hero or whatever. I feel like it's kind of important, especially in manga and anime, that she has an element of cute.
Yeah, I'm
and
fine with it.
And lots of times
whatever.
They use the big eyes to make them cute, like doll-like.
Look, if it's a part of the thing, I don't care. I just, I'm just saying, like, we were, like, it's, the point is to throw you off. It's supposed to be striking. It was. It is.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were, yeah. But it wasn't a bad thing. We didn't say look bad.
No.
It just, I think they're confused when we call it out. When we go, whoa, those eyes are big. And they're like, what? You don't understand. And it's like, oh, God, here we go.
And that is what we call selective hearing.
Yep. It's all right, guys. Well, hopefully that helps clarify things. If not, we'll just keep trying. Graziana Apache commented on, I believe it's the Lolly one, says, please react to these two videos. of the Argentino duo of Latin pop Maxi Espindola, Agustina, and Bernasconi. First video, Amor, Forbidden Love. Second video, okay, so we got a list here. Thank you, Graziana. Well, we did say request anything, and we'll look into it, and if it's worth it, we'll check it out. We'll do it.
Yeah.
So, thank you. And we hold true to that. Please, feel free to request anything. Go to the Simmer Mike YouTube channel, type it in, do the thing, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Subscribe. It's free. I don't know. We're trying to come up with catchphrases. Echo Nove, thank you for doing the subscribe thing. Echo Nove. Then we got... language I don't understand commented on our what was it? Oh, our Tomb Raider 2 trailer reaction. It says Tomb Raider trailer 2. Don't get ahead of myself.
It's not
or,
a sequel
or behind
not
myself.
Yet.
It's either the Angelina Jolie sequel or it's the one in the future that they're probably going to make if this does well.
Yeah.
So there's a new Tomb Raider in the works. We did a reaction to the trailer number 2 and we asked some questions about it. And it says it has things from the 2013 reboot and its sequel. So there are elements from the original Angelina Jolie movies that are going to... We did ask about that.
Okay,
if they're related
yeah,
in any way, they're kind of related. In a very obscure way, I guess. But there is connective tissue between the two.
Does that mean we're going to have to watch the Angelina Jolie movies?
Well, I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one. I heard the second one's better. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't like the first one. I mean, it's not that it was bad. It was just kind of basic. Angelina Jolie was great. Jolie's great
in everything.
I love Jolie. Jolie's great. So, all right, Silver Tech also commented on the same trailer for the thing. God damn it. What was it?
Tomb Raider.
Yep, that's the one. The villain in Tomb Raider movies are always supernatural. That's why they show the bad guy. So
the main
Walton
villain
Goggins,
is supernatural.
Who we mentioned in the trailer, who's the bad guy, we think. He's like the main bad guy, but in the games, it's always a supernatural villain. It's like the spirits of the thing, or it's a curse, or there's, I don't know, the statues are alive. It's like cool shit.
Sense.
It's cool shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, ancient shit. Fun stuff. Like, you know, Indiana Jones style. Just more supernatural, I guess. So, okay, cool. So that's good to remember. So Walton Goggins is going to be like, we think he's going to be the main bad guy. Then, boom, witch doctor.
Yeah.
With the coconut and the lime. And he's going, you put the fucking lime in the coconut.
And shake it all up.
Bitch, you shake it up. And then he sends his Mayan guards, even though they're in Africa. It's the coolest. All right, here's the next one. Helen Trope. I like your name, Helen Trope. Helen Trope commented, not knowing about Stalin. Wow, all the more reason to watch The Death of Stalin. Because we did a trailer reaction to The Death of Stalin. And we... I was asking if Stalin, like, where do we stand on Stalin in history? Yay or nay? Good or bad? No, he's very bad. I found out later. Well, it's like, I was asking V, I was like, well, okay, if there's one bad guy to know in history out of the two, Stalin or Hitler, who's probably the one to know you should know?
Hitler.
And everyone is like, yeah, Hitler. But you should know Stalin, obviously. And we knew he was not good necessarily, but...
Yeah, we just don't know, like, the details surrounding him.
Yeah, so now we know, and yeah, all the more reason to watch the film, so we'll check it out, and again, check out our reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to it.
It looks funny.
Yeah, it looks funny. New subscriber, Darius Turner. Thank you, Darius Turner. TB commented... Hello, guys. Please react to 91 Ma. It's something new. Q-pop. Please, please. With a bunch of, like, begging emojis. Okay. I don't know what Q-pop is, but we'll look into that. And we'll see what to do. Lupita Martin commented on our Sicario 2 Soldado reaction. Man, the hate train is rolling. People are
so mad at us right now.
People, like, they enjoy watching it, I guess, but then there's half of them are mad. So, said, please watch the first Sicario. I really recommend it. Well, thank you, Lupita Martin, for being kind.
Thank you.
Not being a dick like everyone else.
Oh, good.
New subscriber, XSarahXSpaceX. Thank you. A lot of X's. There's 3 of them. What does that mean, Sarah?
Porn.
Yeah, try not to get all porny, Sarah. You know, keep it civil, lady. Keep it in your pants, Sarah. God damn. Internet's full of freaks. All right, so Native Beats 2016 said, nice intro, mates. Oh, thanks. That's to our, God damn it. Why it sucked to be a pirate. We can't escape that.
That's I can tell that from here.
Salmonella, the Salmonella video that we did, and so much controversy. Still, people are still commenting about
you're
it.
Native
Beats said, also, modern pirates, imagine you're on a cruise ship on a trip to India. You take a midnight stroll and you see a few boats over the horizon. A few hours later, you and the entire ship are being... Oh, yeah, so he goes into a whole thing about it. Yeah, let me pull that up. Yeah, he left a lot... Oh, yeah, he left a lot of comments. Where are they? Are they at the... Okay. Here, take my son. I can make another one. Nice intro, mates. A few hours later, so he's talking about modern pirates. He's like, imagine what it would be like if, you know, because we said, you know, the other ones. I know, it's right. Isn't that weird seeing the old one?
That's so weird.
Yep. That's Chris. Double Star Day is coming up at Starbucks, guys. I just got a notification. All right. Hey, everyone, it's all you Starbucks app people. Double Star Day is coming up.
Come just on, got a gold notification. Members.
Yeah, gold members. We're not sponsored by, but hey, we're willing.
Yep.
Native Beats goes on to say, 1302, here, take my son. I can make another one. Okay, so he's like, he's about one of our comments. Oh,
yeah,
thank
he's
you, Native
quoting
Beats.
A video.
Yeah, he's been, okay, so I, but God damn, it's been over a year since we did that. You know, that's the thing. We, and again, to touch upon the controversy, in case people listening don't know, we get a lot of hate about doing another YouTuber, like doing a reaction video to another YouTuber. People were really pissed and were saying like death to reactors and stuff like that. So we decided not to do YouTubers anymore. But then people were like, why don't you keep doing more Salmonella videos? I'm like, because you guys yelled at us. And they're like, but we didn't. And I'm like, yeah, not you. And I'm like,
but everyone else did.
So it's a weird thing.
And we touched on that already. Why
look,
that's
if you want us to, leave in the comments, click the like button, subscribe, help us out, because we don't know what the fuck to do. We're trying to please you, but we're scared of you. We're very scared of you guys.
Yeah. The internet's a scary place.
You all are very frightening. Asip Traveler commented on our that was the Tomb Raider trailer 2. Said it's basic on the new game, influenced like a side cinematic story. Okay.
Cool.
It's based on the new game.
Yeah.
So the new reboot where they start Lara Croft off when she's younger and she's first tomb raiding, her first tomb raid.
Okay.
It's her first raiding tomb raid. It's
her
the first one.
Tomb raiding.
First tomb raid experience. It's a good. Looking forward to that. Hey, Blacktastic News, new subscriber. Thank you. The Blacktastic News is subscribing to us on YouTube. Thank you, Blacktastic News.
Thank you.
We owe you a lot. That's a badge of honor. Badge of honor. Blacktastic News is. Thank you. We appreciate it. Suck it, everybody else. Sorry. Danielle Combs commented on our Death of Stalin trailer, said, where do we stand on Stalin? LOL. Okay, I'm sorry I don't remember history class about Stalin. I'm sorry. God damn. Daniel Combs commented, the film had its UK release in October, I think. So it's been out for a while in the UK. And then finally, to Lolly to Noiva, react to my lovely Hope trailer, Lolly, please. So another trailer reaction for Lolly. Is that the same one?
I think, yeah.
Okay, so that must be new. I guess Lolly's doing a new thing.
Huh.
Okay, so I guess out of all the comments, which we've had a lot, and thank you for hanging in there, and we were trying to pick a bit more this time, because again, slow news day.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all those comments, what would you pick to be the thing that you want to stand out the mostest?
I really like the one that quoted the video.
Oh,
the
oh.
Where do we stand on Stalin?
Well, I just, you know, we both couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So it's good to know. It's good to check in on these things.
It is.
And thank you for helping internet yet again.
Glad they were paying attention.
For helping and humiliating yet again. What's what the internet's for. We appreciate it. Nonstop disco power pack 24/7. I don't know. I mean, the one that sticks out to me the most is, I don't know, like people always commenting on the older ones. I always find that fascinating because that thing was like, the Salmonella thing, we keep getting people just leaving stuff about it and I'm just always like, well, that's awesome that they like it, but we got a lot of flack about it at the time. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out like the whole YouTube thing. Like, we've been doing YouTube, it's very new. We've been doing the podcast for over 6 years. mm-hmm. now, which is a long time to be doing it off and on in multiple venues, in multiple styles, whether it was live on air at Soundcast or we were doing a live show in Chinatown in Manhattan, or, you know, whether we're doing it in apartments or, you know, on tour basically or whatever. Like, it's, you know, it's always just been a different version of it. So the YouTube thing is very new. Mm-hmm. It's literally a year, just over a year old now.
Yeah.
A year and a few months, I think. So we're still figuring out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you guys want to help us out in any way, like, let us know what you want to see. That's always really
absolutely.
Cool. And, you know, like, what's the best way? Well, if you can't, if you don't want to hit us up directly on the YouTube channel, again, Simmer Mike is the channel. Go there. If you don't want to leave a comment on the videos specifically, if you want to just like message us directly, again, at Team Awesome Inc. is the Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and you can also do Gmail. So if you want to directly message us, it's teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com for a direct message. If you want to like hit us up about, I don't know, like we also do hypothetical questions, and they could be about movies. We're also doing Your Welcome Hollywood again, but this time we're doing it based on actual projects that are coming up. So if there's a movie that you want to see, like what do we think Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek will be? We'll spoil it for you, quote unquote, but we'll just tell you what we would want to see or what we'd like to see in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll satiate that that. Whatever that hunger is that you have to see that movie. It's like, I can't wait to see it. What will you tell me what your version is? Okay, this is our version of it. So
I have some ideas
be based,
for that.
Well, it'll be based on what he's talked about. You know, like we've listened to an interview of him discussing about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And I think he wants to do time travel. But I know, I shouldn't even throw that out there. But he's fucking with the time travel idea. Like the two episodes he was singling out were time travel
episodes.
But regardless, I just thank you guys for, like, you know, the new subscribers. Thank you, obviously.
Yes.
And the comments. Anytime you guys take the time to write anything, like, that's really cool.
We appreciate,
like,
the love.
Yeah, even if it's like,
or
you know,
not
or
love.
The hate. Even the hate is like the fact that we don't want you to do that, but if you feel the need to, look, we're just glad that you're feeling anything.
Yeah.
We're glad that it's not like the worst comment would be, this was mediocre at best.
Oh, God.
I feel medium about this. I'd be like, oh, fuck, they don't care. They're just like,
oh,
whatever,
no.
Fuck it. But, you know, it's more like, oh, I hate this. It's like, well, at least we affected you. You know,
yeah.
At least we got to you.
Like, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Fuck off, please, but thank you. I'm glad that we can make you think. Maybe.
Yeah.
So regardless, but I'm always grateful. So thank you guys. And I know you are. I'm not trying to speak for you. But yeah, it's always massively appreciated. And we try to get back to as many of you guys as we can. There's so many. Not really.
So many.
Obviously not really. But, you know, it's for us to keep up with. It's really cool. So thank you. And keep doing it. All right.
Yeah.
With that, let's get to what we have for the updates. What we got? Do you got a thing? You got things.
I got a thing.
Okay. Do you want to start? We're totally prepared.
Don't
worry, it's a sound check. Who gives a shit? I mean, I do.
Okay.
Clearly. I give a big shit. Sorry.
So, crap. I hate it when it reloads right when you open it.
Yeah. What's that about?
Director says the New Mutants will be the hardest PG-13 ever made. You can get away with a hell of a lot under a PG-13 rating, and it seems that X-Men spinoff The New Mutants will be pushing that rating to the absolute limit. I wonder who gets to utter the solitary fuck. Director Josh Boone.
Oh, that's true. In a hard PG-13, you get one fuck.
You get one fuck.
You get unlimited shits. I think you get a 4-shit count, but I'm not sure. Carry on. Sorry.
Director Josh Boone spoke with Empire Magazine recently and said that the film will probably be the hardest PG-13 ever made.
Hmm.
I mean, we've pushed it. The horror is pretty dark, and there's also an emotional core, too.
This is good news for you, by the way. As a
I
horror
know.
Fan, you must be like, fuck you. Yeah.
If I can scare you and make you cry, that's the goal.
Oh, fuck this guy. I don't want to be... No, damn it. I like horror movies. I like superhero movies. Horror movies frustrate me because they make me scared. I don't like that. And you're combining something that pisses me off. It not pisses me off. It frustrates me because I get scared and it frustrates me with something I love. I don't know how I'm going to do with it. I hope I'm all right.
Boy.
I don't want to be scared by
this
superheroes. I don't want superheroes to scare me. I don't want a new phobia. Clowns scare me now because of it. I don't want New Mutants to scare me with fucking superheroes because now clowns are ruined because of Pennywise.
Oh, no.
Sorry, go ahead.
20th Century Fox has proven success with R-rated superhero flicks like Deadpool and Logan. You don't necessarily need an R rating to bring in big scares. The release date of The New Mutants was recently pushed back 10 months, and the reasons for the delay are reportedly due to the studio wanting to beef up the horror aspects of the film. Josh Boone has previously said that The New Mutants would be a full-fledged horror movie set within the X-Men universe, and that they were trying to do something very, very different. But it seems that Fox wanted to go further in the wake of the success of It and Get Out.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, those movies did tremendous for Fox.
Tremendously.
I mean, and Fox is like, dude, our horror shit is what we're being known for right now, other than mutants. Let's combine our X-Men with our horror.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people will really like that. I think they're trying to bank on that. But, you know, they've already sold most of their assets to Disney. So
yeah.
This is what they're doing now is just because they're still making their own money until they're picked up officially by Disney.
Yeah.
So everything they're doing up until then is just extra money that they're making on top of the deal they made.
Yeah, no, that makes
so
sense.
So this is just them trying to, like, combine everything and you know, get as much as they can for their buck. Well, not for their buck, but for their investment before
mm-hmm.
they peace out. So they're going to try and get more horror movie money and superhero money at the same
all
time.
All in one.
Because they do both very well.
Yeah.
So that's smart of Fox before they peace out.
So, although the delay is a little upsetting, especially considering how close we were to the release, if it results in a better film, then it'll have been worth the wait. If you're hoping for members of the New Mutants to be sporting their comic book costumes in the film, well, you're out of luck. Josh Boone confirmed to Empire that there are no costumes. That alone makes it different.
That would be, you'd be less scared. Because
yeah.
if you saw them in their costumes, you'd be like, oh, they're suited up, ready to fight bad guys. Everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're just as vulnerable as anyone else because they're not superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are. They have the powers, but they're not ready. It's,
yeah.
And it's like, what's terrifying is a teenager with godlike powers, you know? Or
mm-hmm.
a kid with godlike powers,
yeah.
you know? Like, who gets mad, who has tantrums, and could be superpowered. It's like, oh my God, that's... Sorry, carry on. My fault.
They can't be with the other kids at the X Mansion. They're too fucked up. They've
yeah.
all killed people, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
That's true.
Assuming the New Mutants is a success, it's likely that we'll see more horror-infused entries in the X-Men franchise, as Josh Boone originally brought the concept to Fox as a trilogy of films, all of which are based on Bill Sienkiewicz and Chris Claremont's run on the series.
Okay, so basically what they're telling us from the article is that, from what I can gather, is that they're really pushing the horror thing.
Yes,
clearly
which
it's
going to
be
super excited
but
about.
They're also going to be, they're mutants, but they're in horror. And that's
mm-hmm.
fine, because X-Men have sort of tried to distinguish themselves from the other superhero movies by being like, well, we're like superheroes, but we're mutants.
Yeah.
We're more freaks of nature than anything.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
we're super powered freaks of nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay. So it's like that, basically. That's how I need to understand it. So, yeah, I mean, I can see the horror element of it. And, you know, you can explain a lot of horror movies with scientific shit,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if there's a mutant with, like, psychic abilities that creates shit that attacks people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine there's some
that
kid,
fits.
Some psychic mutant kid that can manifest whatever he thinks of, but he doesn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts manifesting, like, monsters and his things from his nightmares, like evil creatures from his nightmares that only a kid can imagine, like this horrible beast, you know, or
yeah.
like whatever that knows what scares you. And it's like, boom. And like he manifests it and then it's real,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it turns into a horror movie.
That movie kind of exists, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
It's called Before I Wake.
Oh, cool. Is that a spoiler?
No.
Okay,
that's,
good.
That's,
I was going to be like, that better not be a spoiler at the end of the movie.
No, that's the whole plot of the movie, is that this kid's dreams come true.
Well, it's a spoiler for the movie Sphere, starring Dustin Hoffman. I just spoiled Sphere for everyone. If you know, if you've never seen Sphere, Sphere is about people who go underwater and they find a spaceship or something that has an alien thing that manifests whatever you're scared. Like, it turns you into a psychic, and then you manifest whatever your subconscious thinks of.
Weird.
Yeah. Spoiled Sphere for you.
Thanks.
You don't have to watch it now. Now you don't have to watch it. It was a book, too, by Rod Serling, I think. Was it Rod Serling?
Douche.
Yep. You're welcome.
I was really looking forward to that movie,
no,
too.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. I had no idea it existed
like
until you just said that.
Mid-90s when everything was, like, not that good with with CGI.
Like just Dracula 3000.
Good. Oh, God. That's a classic.
I'm obsessed with that movie.
It's an American movie classic. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so I don't know. I'm looking forward to anything X-Men.
I'm looking forward to anything horror, and
so
if it takes super
bit of country,
mere horror,
a little bit of rock and roll,
yeah, to get you to watch it willingly, I'm down.
Yeah, fuck it. This is gonna be good stuff. Chocolate and peanut butter. Why not? Like, if Fox does horror well and does superheroes well, especially the mutants, which Fox has done X-Men very well, especially hit or miss. I mean, you had X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I liked that,
that
movie.
Was, I know, but it, but it's kind of a miss for people.
Yeah, I know.
Then you got the other one, which was Wolverine, which was, I enjoyed it, but a lot of people felt not so good. I liked Wolverine. Then you've got the second New Mutants movie. Not the second. Hmm? No. The Apocalypse. X-Men Apocalypse, which was not that good. It was not that good.
I didn't see that one.
It was all right, but it wasn't that good. So, you know, it's not that it's hit or miss. It's just that it depends on who they have working on it.
Yeah,
and if
exactly.
It's the right talent attached to it and the right sort of story, I guess. They're working on Dark Phoenix right now. So don't worry. We're not just going to get New Mutants. Dark Phoenix takes place in the 90s. So
okay.
It's 90s X-Men. New Mutants is literally now.
Okay.
So imagine, like, the X-Men universe is now back in the 90s instead of being in current times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in 2000s, it's in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So the current cast with all of them, they're younger. It's that crew from Apocalypse and the other movie. Now there's a new group. It's a new timeline. So we're jumping ahead in the timeline to the New Mutants, which is now times. So it's not the 90s, it's now times.
Okay.
And the New Mutants are coming up. And they're going to be literally, the title gives it away, they are the new mutants for the X-Men, basically.
Yeah.
There's no Xavier. There's no School for Gifted Youngsters. If there is, there's no Charles Xavier anymore. That character has been retired with Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be other peeps, maybe Kitty Pryde running the show. That would be cool.
I don't know who that is.
I think that was Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kitty Pryde was Ellen Page. Don't quote me on that.
I feel like... And this is just a little off topic. I don't know. I just feel like bringing that up. Wouldn't Rogue be kind of the person to... She would make the most sense to run it, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
Rogue?
Yeah.
The one who absorbs other people's powers?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's stable enough. She's running off all the time.
That's true.
She shouldn't do that.
No,
it's
she
very
shouldn't.
Responsible. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to New Mutants. I mean, but again... It could go wrong.
Yeah.
It could go wrong. But you could say that about any project moving forward. I mean, they're taking it in a new direction, but they delayed it. That's the other thing.
Yes.
New Mutants was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to come out in May. Or April?
April.
It was coming out in
April?
So in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they delayed it till next year.
Yeah. You know what?
Yikes.
Actually, it might have been May.
Yeah.
And I wonder if another reason why they delayed it,
was
if it
the
was
Solo?
May, was
Han Solo,
yeah. Because
we haven't gotten a trailer for Solo
we
yet.
We haven't, and I bet they didn't want to compete with Solo.
I was telling V earlier that they need to delay Solo to December, because they've been putting out a Star Wars movie every December.
Mm-hmm.
And this December will swing by, and people are going to be like, where's my Star Wars?
Yeah.
They're like, there's no Star Wars. Unless they release Last Jedi, but that's going to be out before. That'll probably be out Solo comes out.
Yeah. Probably.
They'll be advertising Last Jedi DVDs with Solo, most likely.
Mm-hmm. It's only a few months, usually, after a movie comes out in theaters. So.
I'm looking forward to it. I just don't know. I don't have enough from Solo to give a shit. I mean,
no.
I give a shit, but I want to... I'm like, why is it such a mystery right now?
Well, hopefully we get a trailer
God,
soon.
God, I'm worried. All right, well, let's move forward, shall we? We got two more... articles, yeah. Remember how we always talked about that they haven't done a Black Widow movie. They did a Wonder Woman movie, but Scarlett Johansson's just been sitting in the back seat.
Yeah.
Well, remember how? Well, spoiler. They're doing one. They're doing a Black Widow movie now. Finally,
okay.
After everyone's been like, "Yo, they did Wonder Woman. Where's Black Widow?"
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's been here the whole time. We had a fucking Ant-Man movie before a Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And now we're finally getting it. But I guess it's going to be a prequel, or that's the, and we were talking about how certain actors' contracts are up, mm-hmm. certain Avengers' contracts are up. Well, I mean, if her contract isn't up,
ScarJo.
If her contract isn't up, but her character dies, they could do a prequel.
Yeah.
And then they could just keep doing prequels with her, and she doesn't have to be with the Avengers in the prequels. Not necessarily.
That's true.
Or they could do different flashbacks. Who knows, man? Like, she's a spy. She's a spy, you know? So you could do anything with her at that point. She's like a super powered spy, basically.
Would Jeremy Renner's character be in her prequels?
Yeah, Hawkeye and Black Widow were always, you know, working together. They're both government operatives, so, you know, they had a thing to kind of...
Okay, for really some reason I thought they were brother and sister.
But we got word from Joe and Anthony Russo, the Russo brothers who did the Captain America movies. They're doing Infinity War currently.
Mm-hmm.
The Russo brothers have weighed in on the Black Widow solo movie, and they're nothing but excited.
Yay.
Yeah, we're very happy for that. I mean, it's such a rich and interesting character. There's so much to explore with a character whose history was as a villain. You know, Scarlett does such a good job of playing that character, and people are so used to that character that you forget the character's history. Yeah, she was a villain originally, guys. And so there's a lot of compelling stories to tell about someone who has a dark past. Yeah, people don't realize that she started off... Natasha Romanoff was a spy for another country. That we were having problems with. And she defected, but not before she was a really bad spy. But she was programmed to be a bad spy, and she did ballet, too. If you if you've seen the trailer for Red Sparrow, Hunger Games Red Sparrow, starring Jennifer Lawrence, that trailer is kind of like a trailer for Black Widow.
Oh, all right.
If you can imagine, because there's a lot of similarities.
That's interesting.
A lot of similarities between the two. So, all right, so they're down, and they've got excellent points there about that, about the dark past for the character. I'm looking forward to, I mean, it's about fucking time. We were talking about Black Widow forever on the show and how she never had her own movie yet. And we're like, why? And, yeah, they're doing it. So
yay.
I guess we can shut up. We can shut the fuck up finally.
I'm excited for that.
And it's like, we could bitch about why it's taking so long, but let's just enjoy the fact they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when, but ScarJo's on board, so, and it's a prequel. So that makes me wonder, why is it a prequel?
Yeah.
Is she going to die?
They could kill her in Infinity Wars if it's a prequel.
Oh, she going to die. So, all right. So I guess I hope they don't kill her off. But then again, I hope they don't kill anyone off.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, look, we know what's happening. Infinity Wars, people going to die.
Yeah.
I
feel like a possibility is she has two movies left in her contract, and and they would use killing her off in Infinity Wars as a reason to make a Black Widow prequel.
Possibly, but
we don't know.
No idea. It's too early to say. We're gonna need another trailer. We're gonna need some more dirt dished. But you know, like this movie's like 10 years in the making, basically.
Damn.
So. They're kind of culminating everything into this one movie. So, well, two movies. It's part one and part two.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was
going to
be two movies.
Yeah, it's a two-parter. But, damn. Yeah, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be interesting.
It's like 40, some, like, at first I heard there was 32. Now I'm hearing there's 46 different, like, there's 32 Avengers. But there's, like, apparently over 46 characters. God damn.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't know. It's good luck. That's all I have to say. Look,
good luck.
They've been doing amazing so far. I thought Civil War was going to be impossible for them because that was like there was like 20-some characters in that. And I'm like, Jesus, there's like 15 to 20-some characters, like 18 at one point, I think, on the same screen. I'm like, that was rough. And there was like they were saying at one point, Scarlett Johansson said there was like 32 at one point, she said,
oh,
on the same
boy.
Screen. Like she was on set and she didn't know who was an Avenger, who was a crew member. I'm like, oh, shit. So, goddamn, let's hope it works. Speaking of let's hope it works, interesting bit of casting. We're going to end the whole update on this one. Remember Clue, starring Tim Curry?
Yes.
And Christopher Lloyd was in it. He played Mr. Professor
Plum.
Plum.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies.
One of the Spinal Tap guys was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was also Best in Show. Christopher Guest guys. Oh, my God. So, Clue. They're doing a reboot of Clue, and Well, there hasn't been much going on with that reboot lately, but the one thing we found out currently, which is interesting, is that they have a star attached to it, one so far.
Okay.
And it's Ryan Reynolds.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to produce and develop the adaptation. It's being crafted as a star vehicle for the actor and producer. The studio is also in talks with Deadpool and Deadpool 2 writers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick to write the screenplay. No director is attached, but this marks the first time in well over a year that this project has had some movement.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds just signed with Fox, which should carry him over to the Mouse House, which means Ryan Reynolds will be working for Disney, as in everyone will be working for Disney. I think we do too, to some extent. So Ryan Reynolds has signed a 3-year first look deal with the studio to develop new projects through his Maximum Effort production company. And this Clue project will be the first movie under the deal.
That's really interesting. And you know what? Especially since you said the Deadpool and Deadpool 2 writers are attached to it, I feel like because of the success of Deadpool and undoubtedly the success of Deadpool 2, just that studio is willing to give Ryan Reynolds whatever he wants, including a Clue reboot.
Yeah, right.
Like, you did Deadpool, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, wow. Well, that's the thing. Like, he's producing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's going to star in it. I don't know, the only star I remember from the first Clue was Tim Curry, and that's the butler. So is he playing the butler? And if so, is he going to do an English accent? And is he going to, like, what?
Hope he puts himself as...
No, he's going to star in it. And the star of the movie was Tim Curry as the butler, so... I'm trying to figure out, like, I mean, other than him, it was Mr. Green was another star, and then Christopher Lloyd as well.
Well, no, I honestly think...
I had to stop her from screaming. I could see him playing that part. Someone had to stop, like, when he slaps her. Don't you remember that? Mr. Green. He might be able to play that part. I could see him doing that, but not the Tim Curry role.
No, I'm talking about the guy that dies in the beginning.
Mr. Body?
Yeah, Mr. Body. I feel like he would be Mr. Body.
The body in the movie is called Mr. Body, by the way. Just so you guys know. Very clever titles. It's also the title in the Clue game. Man, we don't know what Ryan Reynolds is going to do in the movie or who he's going to play. But I hope they keep the triple ending intact.
Yes.
There was a triple ending. And at the end of the movie, whether it's the VHS or the DVD, it just plays him automatically.
Yeah.
But in the original theatrical cut, when you went to see Clue in movie theaters, the original director, Jonathan Lynn, shot 3 separate endings, obviously, and during its theatrical release and theaters all across the country, they only received 1 of the 3 endings at random. At random. So imagine you go to pay to see Clue, and you see the movie, and you see an ending, and go, oh, okay, and you read a review, and you find out there's 2 other endings.
Oh, my God. And that's amazing.
And it's the 80s, and you don't know which theater has what ending. So you have to go and ask the people at the counter, like, which ending is it? Like, you're like, what ending for the Clue is it? Do you know? Is it the ending? It's like, well, I'll spoil it if I tell you.
I don't even remember all the endings.
Yeah. There was the bureau came in. At one point, Mr. Green was an agent, which was funny.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I didn't do it. There was that one. There was the other one where it was Tim Curry was the agent. There's always someone who's the agent, and it's an investigation. It's so funny. And then there's one where they all, like, get away. Tim Curry is the guy who, he did the whole thing. It was Tim Curry's character. The butler did it all, and he got away with it. You know,
yeah.
Surprise, it was the butler the whole time. The butler did it. So, you know, there was 3 multiple endings. You could go crazy. You could shoot, you could literally shoot every possible ending.
You could.
With someone like Ryan Reynolds and the 2 directors attached who did the original Deadpool.
They
would write almost every conceivable ending, and it would be...
God, this movie's going to have like 12 endings.
It'll be a 30-minute what-if ending.
Yeah.
Like, you'll see every single possibility. I hope they do that. I would love that. I'd be like, yes, do it.
I want to watch Clue.
Or it could have been this way or this way. Or they might just do it where you get 1 of the endings and then every theater has a random one or every showing has a random
one.
That
would be awesome. That's and I would see up, Clue right? 10 times.
I'd have to do it too if they did that. But I don't know. Let's end with who we want Reynolds to play. Who do we want Ryan Reynolds to play?
Mr. Body.
But if not Mr. Body, which, again, he's not the star of the movie, Ryan Reynolds again for the, I think, umpteenth time, which I don't know what number umpteenth actually is. I think it's 18th for the umpteenth or 14th, whatever. He's the star. Mr. Body was not the star.
Does it say that he's the star or he's starring in it?
Because he's the star. He's starring and producing in it. So the only star I can think of other than the butler was Mr. Green, and then second to him would be Professor Plum. Otherwise, Colonel Mustard, but you know, Ryan Reynolds is Colonel.
No, he wouldn't be Colonel Mustard.
The only way I could see him playing the butler is if he did prosthetics and he put on an incredibly I know he can do an English accent. He can do an incredibly ridiculous English accent that's very funny. But if he wore prosthetics, I don't know, it'd be funnier, I think. But then again, maybe he should just be Mr. Green.
Maybe.
With the glasses.
I don't know.
And the green suit, and that's that. Just leave it at that. I think it'd be better that way. If he's Mr. Body, he's not starring in it, you know?
I feel like if he's a real fan of the Clue movie, I don't know. Never mind.
What?
I don't know where I was going with that.
You okay?
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, I feel like if he's a real fan of the Clue movie, he would know that he can't.
Yeah.
Like, he can't compete with Tim Curry, and that's nothing against Ryan Reynolds.
No, I hear you.
It's Tim Curry. Yeah. Or he could be so much of a super fan, he could be like, I have to play that part.
It
so
just it, depends.
It could really go either direction, but I'm hoping...
Get Russell Brand. Just get Russell Brand.
No!
Do it. Get Russell Brand. He could play the part really... Just get him to cut his hair, have him do it.
I quit just because you said that. I can't believe you suggested Russell Brand as the butler.
You don't like Russell Brand?
Not as the butler.
Why?
Because no.
Him with his frustrated Cockney accent.
I just want Tim Curry to come back, but I know that's not going to happen.
Have you seen Tim Curry?
Yes.
Good God.
It's very sad.
He's the size of a planet. I love Tim Curry, but he's the size of a fucking planet.
Form a protective circle around Tim Curry, because we have lost too many people in the last few years.
Well, I don't know. I don't want anything to happen to Tim Curry at all, but my God, the man is... He's like whatever part of the planet he's on, it tilts. I love him to death, but Jesus, Tim Curry.
I think he has other health issues to worry about.
I hope he does. Right, look, he needs to talk to Wilford Brimley because I think he has diabetes. Tim Curry has diabetes. I think he does. I hope he doesn't lose a foot. That's terrible. I got to stop.
That's,
I know. Okay, enough. Enough.
You're just making me sad now.
I'm sorry, Tim Curry, and I'm sorry to UV. Well, who do we want to be the butler? Honestly, we need... That's the most important part.
No.
Is the Tim Curry part. I threw out Russell Brand, because he's the only English comedian I can think of.
It doesn't have to be a comedian.
Just
Ralph Fiennes.
Tom Hiddleston?
No.
No?
I'm thinking of older actors.
Not Tom Hiddleston?
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes? Why Ralph Fiennes?
I think he would be good at it.
No, he's not as... Ralph Fiennes is not a goofy guy. Tim Curry is goofy and funny.
Ralph Fiennes can be goofy.
Oh, my God.
Did you not see the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes, and he's not goofy.
He was kind of goofy.
No, he's not. He's very dry wit, which is great. Tim Curry was dry wit, but he was also a goofball. You need someone who can have that goofy sensibility. I mean, honestly, maybe an English comedian, but I don't know what. Like, some unknown English comedian. Why not? Or an English actor, like a really good, I don't know, Hugh Grant. Get Hugh Grant to come back and
David
do it.
Tennant.
Oh. He's not English, he's Scottish, but that works.
He can do English.
He's UK. Yeah, I know. Clearly, he was the doctor. He was great. Honestly, yeah, David Tennant should be the Tim Curry part. Ding, ding. We have a winner in the casting.
David Tennant.
For the first time, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's great casting. I would love to see David Tennant play the butler part. He would be perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Imagine him going around with that, with a ridiculously like posh English accent, being incredibly like uptight. Mm. Or the guy who's playing Hux in Star Wars, he'd be good too.
No.
Whoa. All right. Tim Curry it is. So, all right. Let's end on the news. So, out of all three, what sticks out to you? I mean, I know we just ended on Clue.
Yeah.
It only sticks out because of Ryan Reynolds. I'm like, I hope he plays Mr. Green. He would be perfect for that part.
Not even.
He would be very funny in that role. But that's just me. I can't control shit, clearly.
I was going to say my story because I was super excited about it, but now I'm really excited for Clue.
Well, I know, right? But no, I mean, New Mutants, I mean, it's good news to hear that it's going to be a superhero movie that's not going to be the same as other ones. It's going to try to be different. I would rather it was not not just trying to be different, but it would service the story in the way it was being different, mm-hmm. and it was organic, that would be great. Mm-hmm. I hope they're not shoehorning the horror. But then again, it's Hollywood. And Fox is, you know, hey, they've already made their money, so maybe they're just saying, fuck it, let's make whatever we want.
Maybe.
And if that's the case, do it. I want to see it.
Yeah, no, so, I want to see it.
Make a... And Disney, when you finally acquire the Fox stuff and you get Aliens, I want to see Star Wars versus Aliens.
Versus Predators.
Versus Predators versus Freddy versus Jason.
Versus Mulan.
Versus Batman versus Superman. And then the winner is Wonder Woman.
But Disney doesn't own Warner Brothers.
Yet.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Oh, Lord.
Why not? Bring it all in, man. Eventually we have to get DC versus Marvel, the movies. They're going to do it one day. You know they're going to do it one day. Mark my words, DC and Marvel. You will join forces because Disney will buy DC.
Do you think Marvel's just waiting for a good DC movie to come out?
I don't know. I don't know. But I certainly hope that... Well, DC's... They're changing things up, so we'll see. I'm not going to rag on them too much. It's not DC. Let's face it. I think it's the studio.
It's Warner Brothers, yeah. Maybe. So, of advice.
Warner Brothers makes good movies, but when it comes to superhero movies, they just need to back off of DC's nuts a bit. That's all. They're doing great. They just need to back off the nuts a bit. Let them make their movies. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, word of advice, if you are going to do a Marvel versus DC movie...
Yes, because we're the experts, by the way.
Let Marvel handle it. Please.
If Marvel versus DC... Let Marvel kind of...
I beg of you, let Marvel handle it.
It's like, you know, it's like there's a passenger seat, you know.
Yep.
You could take a break. Take a seat. Take a bench.
Yeah, take a break.
Hit the bench. Hit the shower.
Drink some water, please.
Take a bench, DC. No, I don't want that to happen. I don't want to end on DC. Hey, I was trying to avoid DC.
Oh, sorry.
Ah,
oh,
shit. It's
you
too late.
You started it. You brought up the Marvel versus DC stuff.
I'm hopeful because I want DC to do well. I really do. I loved Suicide Squad, and I thought there were really good parts of...
Justice League?
Yeah, Justice League had really good parts. It was weird. It was a weird movie, but it had really good parts that I'm like, that's great. But then it had other parts where I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? This is weird. Stop it.
I'm on the fence.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. But all right, that's gonna do it. Thanks for tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page, like the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike, like I'm shouting at you. You can like and subscribe to V's channel, at Creepy Sexy Nerdy. It's not a channel yet, but it's her Twitter account.
Yes.
At Creepy Sexy Nerdy, our Instagram.
@team_awesomeinc. Sorry, I thought you were going to say it, but you were waiting for me.
You remember it. That's why. And then our website, yotina.podomac.com. Say it once, say it again, yotina.podomac.com. That's it.
Bye, guys.
You have been updated. You're welcome. Whatever.
So aggressive.
Whatever, man. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.